So here we are on this wonderful New Year's Eve, moving ourselves into another year, and a 9 year, and a planetary 9 year, which will take us, whichever way you want to look at it, it will be attainment or completion. And so here we are in entering into this post-denominational time, because the days of denominations are falling away, and they've been falling away for 2,000 years, but finally we are here birthing the new time, the new energy. We are embracing the feminine principle, and we are embracing all aspects of ourselves, even our shadow side, which is really important for us to move forward. And as we do this, we take ourselves into the unified consciousness. And, you know, the church represents the unified consciousness, and the rock represents planet Earth. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said to Peter that he was going to build his church, and that, you know, this is what he was talking about. This is what he was talking about when he was talking about a heaven on Earth. And, of course, we are now 2,000 years later creating that heaven on Earth. And Jesus taught us through universal law and the ancient wisdom of the Essenes that everything happened through love, and that we had to let go of fear. And so, you know, I'm just giving you a small little background here. And so if any of you have, you know, I'm sure you all know this, but it's not bad to have a reminder. And, of course, Jesus did not come to impose a religion on us. You know, he came to show us the way. And he had painstakingly prepared himself over the five different initiations he had taken place over his life to come to the crucifixion, of course, which was the fifth initiation. And, of course, that was a time when the mingling of the high vibrational blood with the water and the earth substance, that he anchored the supreme frequency of universal Christ consciousness, or unified consciousness, whatever works for you. And so these are the things that came to us. And then, of course, we had a beautiful time in that we had the Apostolic Church, which was a church without walls. It was a church that was out there. Jesus never talked about a physical building. It was Paul brought about the physical building. And so it was, he just wanted us to understand that we were all one. It was about the oneness. And so, and that we ascend through our own efforts. And, you know, as we evolved spiritually from the third dimension, we moved into the fifth dimension. We learned that duality is a reflection of the interactions of the opposite. And so we, as I said, Jesus, you know, gave Peter the task of establishing the church, but it was Paul who took up the mantle. And then, you know, it was, but Paul failed, you know, because he did not take on the expression of the heart-centered and the loving church that Jesus has based his teachings on. And, of course, the female got relegated to second-class citizen, and then you had all of the different conclaves all the different meetings that they had over the years and doing different things. And it wasn't until the 16th century at the Council of Trent that women were acknowledged as even having souls. So, you know, we've gone through a very traumatic time. And so now we're coming to a place where we are resurrecting ourselves. We are bringing ourselves back into the energy of the second coming. We have moved into the fifth dimension. And it's the second coming, which is taking place within ourselves, which is that golden flame that burns within us, within our human hearts, and that takes us to a place of that we understand that we are beings of love, and as such, that we live a practical life. It's of unconditional love. Of course, the best way to live is by being, you know, being an example to all the people around us. And of course, with unconditional love comes sharing, forgiveness, non-judgmental, and then we have spiritual discernment, and we have the embracing of our oneness, the embracing of our shadow side. I keep talking about our shadow side, but it is vitally important at this time that we acknowledge all of the shadow side of our life. And so this is a year like sort of where we're going to sit an exam, if you like to think about it as this way, because this is the year where we're going to sit down and take ourselves into this frequency. We're going to, this is a year of sorting the wheat from the chaff, and it's asking each individual to choose love or fear. And love is what is going to higher frequency of the energy that will move the planet forward, because if as we choose love, we move the planet forward and we remove everything that we do no longer want in our lives. And so it is through this that we build a new heaven on earth. And so through our free will, by the divine decree, you know, we take ourselves to a place where we can make the final choice and know that we have surrendered to the divinity that is within ourselves. And as we surrender to this divinity, we feel the beauty of the heart and the magnificence of the beings that we are. And we take this energy and we just emanate it out into the world. And if you ever want to see how your energy works on people, if you're going to a party or something tonight or tomorrow night, just go and stand in the room in a corner, just inside the door when you get there. And just stand there for a couple of minutes, and within a couple of minutes you will notice and see quite clearly how your vibration has changed the vibration of the room. And you might find a lot of people that are looking towards you in your direction, because it is this kind of vibration that will change the earth. It is this vibration that will take us to the next level of building the new dawn. And this takes place within each of us. And we don't have to go outside ourselves to find this, because this is already taking place within us. And, you know, there's an ancient tradition about a healing prayer that was said on New Year's Eve. And it is this: In the beginning, God. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Now is the time of the new beginning. I am a co-creator with God, and it is a new heaven that comes. As the good will of God is expressed on earth through me, it is the kingdom of light, love, peace, and understanding, and I am doing my part to reveal this reality. I begin with me. I am a living soul, and the Spirit of God dwells in me as me. I and the Father are one, and all that the Father has is mine. In truth, I am the Christ of God. What is true of me is true of everyone, for God is all and all is God. I see only the Spirit of God in every soul. And to every man, woman, and child on earth, I say I love you, for you are me. You are my holy self. I now open my heart and let the pure essence of unconditional love pour out. I see it as a golden light, radiating from the center of my being, and I feel its divine vibration in and through me, above and below me. I am one with the light. I am filled with the light. I am illumined by the light. I am the light of the world. The one light, with purpose of mind, I send forth the light. I let the radiance go before me to join the other lights. I know this is happening all over the world at this moment. I see the lights. We are now one light. We are the light of the world. The one light of love, peace, and understanding is moving. It flows across the face of the earth, touching and illuminating every soul in the shadow of illusion. And where there was darkness, there is now the light of reality. And the radiance grows, permeating, saturating every form of life. There is only one vibration of one perfect life now. All the kingdoms of earth respond, and the planet is alive with light and love. There is total oneness, and in oneness we speak the word. Let the sense of separation be dissolved. Let mankind be returned to Godkind. Let peace come forth in every mind. Let love flow forth from every heart. Let forgiveness reign in every soul. Let understanding be the common bond. And now from the light of the world, the one presence and power of the universe responds. The activity of God is healing and harmonizing planet Earth. Omnipotence is made manifest. I am seeing the salvation of the planet before my very eyes, as all false beliefs and error patterns are dissolved. The sense of separation is no more. The healing has taken place and the world is restored to sanity. This is the beginning of peace on earth and goodwill towards all. As love flows forth from every heart, forgiveness reigns in every soul, and all hearts and minds are one in perfect understanding. It is done, and it is so. I myself feel that that is a beautiful prayer. And it takes us to a place deep within our hearts and allows us to feel who we are, our true essence. And it takes us to that place of oneness and how each of us are that beam of light and that we come together. And so it is. This morning we are going to go to the golden flame. And then we're going to go with this threefold golden flame. We're going to go on a little journey. And this is a journey of healing around the planet. But we are only going to a couple of locations today. We're going to the heart chakra of the world. We're going to the ancient wisdom places of the world. And then at the full moon in January, we will go to new locations. And so, if you would like to take a couple of deep breaths and just feel the essence of yourself as you take a deep breath. And now you feel within your heart this beautiful golden flame. You see this golden flame within your heart. And this is a mystical golden flame. It is the flame of the Christ consciousness. It is the flame of the pathway of the heart. It is the flame of the Aquarian age. It is the flame of the feminine principle, bringing us together in oneness. Because it is through the feminine principle that the world changes. As each of us recognizes that we have within ourselves the perfect balance of the masculine and the feminine, and the energies of the divine feminine flow freely through each of us, whether we are male or female. This is a time of perfect balance. And so in this perfect balance within ourselves, we have this beautiful golden flame. And we are anchoring this golden flame within ourselves and wherever we are at this moment in time. And as we anchor this golden flame, we anchor it there to emanate out this energy each and every day out into the world. And so now we go to Tara in Ireland. Here is the center of the ancient wisdom, the Atlantean wisdom, the wisdom of the Druids, the ancient teachings, everything that was saved during the Dark Ages was saved in Ireland, classical Latin and Greek, everything. And here we emerge as the golden flame at the Hill of Tara, the seat of the High Kings, the seat of the Druids. And the teachers from Atlantis were also based here. And so these teachers are all here with us today, as we have beings as well from many, many places, masters and angels. And we feel this essence as this amazing golden flame comes out of the ground at Tara. And we feel this energy. And this is an energy of transformation. It is an energy of love. It is an energy of the Mother. And we feel this energy as it flows all over Ireland, to the Parliament, to everywhere, to the people of Ireland, and everything that no longer serves Ireland or its people falls away. If it does not serve humanity, it falls away. And this is the essence of where we are moving to now. Everything that does not serve humanity is falling away. The new dawn is here. We are the builders. And this energy is flowing through each of us as we embrace fully our divinity and who we are. And this flame is burning within each of us. It is awakening us to the spiritual beings that we are, to our divinity, to our divine self, to our oneness. And we feel this energy within ourselves, and we embrace it. And now we go to the Great Pyramid at Giza. And out of the Great Pyramid of Giza comes a magnificent golden flame. Originally, when the pyramid was built, it had a golden cap on it, a golden top. And out through that comes this golden flame. And the golden flame is awakening the people of Egypt. It has already awakened them. And they feel their essence, they feel their strength, they feel their ancient wisdom and all of the ancient teachings. The Phoenicians, all of this ancient wisdom, the teachings of Thoth, everything is coming out. And Egypt is finding itself a whole new place in the world. It is the beacon of hope, the beacon of light in the Middle East, as this golden flame emanates 24/7 through the pyramid. And now there is one of the most powerful ley lines in the world connects the pyramid at Giza to Tara. And now the golden flame is going to travel along that ley line and come to Tara. And it's going to weave itself around the flame at Tara. And now we have two strands of the golden flame coming together, bringing us the power. And the two flames emanating out through Egypt and the Middle East and Ireland and all over Europe. And now we are going to go to Lake Titicaca in Peru. Part of the lake is in Bolivia, part of it is in Peru. It is an ancient crystalline lake. It is said that here is stored all of the Atlantean wisdom, and the crystalline energy, the Christ consciousness, is stored here. So out of this beautiful lake comes an amazing golden flame. You can feel this golden flame as it awakens from the lake. It is just a magnificent lake. The energy of this lake is like no other place in the world. It is just magnificent. And this energy is now moving all across Bolivia and Peru and all of South America. And we feel this energy moving. And here again we have an amazing, powerful ley line that leaves from Lake Titicaca and ends up at Tara and onto the pyramid at Giza. So these three locations are connected. These three places of ancient wisdom, the keepers of ancient wisdom. And so now the flame moves across the ley line all the ways from Lake Titicaca, and it comes to Ireland, to Tara, and there it interweaves with the third, bringing us the third strand of the golden flame. And the threefold flame is now weaving itself together. It's like our body, mind, and spirit coming together. We are now in oneness as we have woven the three aspects of ourselves together. We're in oneness with the flame. And we feel this oneness. There is no separation. We are all one. And now we take this oneness and we integrate it with the golden flame. And we take the golden flame on a journey today. And firstly, we are taking it to the House of Commons in England to bring about the change, to bring about the energy of change, so that everything that no longer serves humanity falls away. It is a flame of peace. It is a flame of the feminine principle, which we are going to anchor in the House of Commons and the House of Lords in England, so that everything that no longer serves humanity falls away. And now we go take the flame. It is like a beam of light. It is a magical flame, a mystical flame. And we take it and we put it right in the center of the House of Lords. And we watch this energy emanate all around the House of Lords and the House of Commons. And we see all the members of the government feel this energy, feel the energy of change, feel its beauty. And they're coming to a realization that the old ways are falling away and that they have to embrace new ways of looking at it, looking at life, looking at love, letting go of fear, no longer being the fear mongers, but people of peace, of love. Yeah. And we feel this love emanating out through England, through the UK. We feel this love within our own hearts as we emanate it out, connected with the golden flame, bringing us to a new realization of who we really are, of our divinity, of the balance, the power that is within each of us, as we acknowledge who we truly are, as we acknowledge our divinity. And now we are going to move with the golden flame, having anchored it in the House of Commons and House of Lords. We are going to move it to Glastonbury in England. Glastonbury is the heart chakra of the world, and the Thor is the center of the heart chakra. And it is here that the Michael and Mary ley lines cross. For those of you who have been to Glastonbury, the ley line crosses underneath the arch. And here it is, the most important place in the world to anchor the feminine principle. And here we anchor the energies of the divine feminine. And the flame is here, and we're anchoring the flame right between the arch, right in the archway, so that everybody who walks through this archway is touched by the energy of the golden flame. We feel this energy. We connect to 2,000 years ago when Joseph of Arimathea came here to open the apostolic church, the church without walls, the church of the divine feminine, which was originally the Celtic church and the Cathars. The true teachings that were held by these two peoples. And here we have the golden flame right in the heart chakra of the world, where the Michael and Mary line intermingle and travel around the world. And so today we anchor this heart-centered energy on the Michael and Mary line, this energy of the feminine principle. And we allow these two powerful ley lines to take this energy around the world. We feel this energy traveling from this amazing golden flame around the world. We feel our essence of our hearts grow. We feel the beauty of who we are, as this energy of the golden flame, of the feminine principles, permeates around the world on the Michael and Mary line. And now we bring ourselves back to ourselves and to our own hearts, and we feel this golden flame within it. And we watch the energy, feel the energy, move on up to our high heart. They're awakening us to thinking in the heart. Our brain is within our heart. Here is where we do our thinking. And if it is not right in the heart, it is not right anywhere else. We feel this energy. We feel our connection to the brain of our heart. And this golden flame awakens this connection. As it moves on up to our throat chakra, awakening us to speaking our truth, our divinity, it allows us to express who we are. Beings of love. Beings of unconditional love. As we embrace each and every aspect of ourselves, bringing ourselves together in oneness. And now we move on up to the third eye. And there we see clearly the beauty of who we are as we fully embrace the gifts of Spirit, the gifts of the Divine Mother, opening us to our clairaudience, clairvoyance, our psychic abilities, our awareness, our knowing. Here we can see. We see and we feel. And when we see and we feel, we know. And it is here we open ourselves fully to our knowing. And the golden flame expands this knowing for each of us. We feel this expansion taking place within each of us. And now we move on up to the crown chakra, awakening our connection to the cosmos, to each other. We feel our connection, our unified consciousness, our universal consciousness, our oneness. And now we move on up to our soul star, which is about 8 inches above our crown chakra. And we feel all the strands of golden light from the golden flame within each of us, weaving itself together with our soul star. We come together in oneness. And out of this oneness, we feel a beautiful sense of love. We connect with this love, and out of this love shoots a beautiful golden arrow, taking with it a beautiful golden thread up to the sun behind the sun, to the great Creator, Father, Mother, to the place of oneness, to the feminine principle. And we follow this golden cord. We climb the cord like climbing Jacob's ladder, taking us to new levels of understanding. We feel the energy and the essence, and the flame travels with us. And we see the flame, we feel the flame. As we move on up this golden cord, taking us higher and higher. And we continue on up. And we keep raising ourselves. And we rest and we move on and we rest. And we move on. And as we do so, we take ourselves to that place of oneness. Deeper connected with the feminine principle. And we rest in this energy and we allow it to permeate from every cell in our body. We anchor it within our body. And then when we are ready, we bring ourselves back into the room. And so it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Finbar. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Have a lovely
beautiful day. Gift. Beautiful.
Lovely New Year. God bless.
Yeah, same to you.
New life. Thank you, Finbar.
At best. Take care.
Are you going to send out a recording?
No, but it'll be up on the website in about 10 days.
Oh, okay. Because that was beautiful.
Yeah. One that beautiful evening.
Yeah. You can connect into most of the full moons, and all the recordings are on the website.
Oh, okay. I'm going to look for them.
Beautiful. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy
Thank
New Year.
Same to you.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Thanks. Happy New Year.
Happy New
Year.
Bye.
Bye.
God bless you, Finbar.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.